Jim Cunningham with you. Welcome back to Pittsburgh Symphony Heinz Hall, Sunday in Vienna with Maris Janssens and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. We've heard Mozart, Richard Strauss, and now Schubert, who was born in Vienna in 1797. The musical life of Vienna was jumping in the early 1800s, and Franz Schubert was an important part of it. Music was heard in palaces and in private salons all over the city. You could hear both professional and amateur musicians in the churches, in the theaters, and even in the parks. The Fourth Symphony was composed in 1816, when Schubert was just 19. When the score was complete, he marked the title page Tragic. Here's Maris Janssens and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Symphony No. 4 in C minor, Tragic by Franz Schubert.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Tragic Symphony by Franz Schubert, performed by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and music director Maris Janssens. The symphony was composed during the spring of 1816 while Schubert was teaching at his father's school. The music was well received, and shortly afterward, Schubert left the teaching profession to devote all of his time to composing. Maris Janssens has been music director in Pittsburgh since 1997. Previously, he was associate principal conductor of the St. Petersburg Philharmonic, principal guest conductor of the London Philharmonic, and music director of the Oslo Philharmonic. He was recently appointed music director of the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, a post he'll begin at the start of the 2003 season. The following season, 2004, he'll be music director of the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam. Since we saw you last, we had the unhappy news. We're sorry to hear that you won't be able to stay with us beyond the next 2 years. Have you had any more thoughts since your letter to the orchestra of last spring?
No, you know, it was for me extremely difficult decision, extremely difficult. Next year I will turn to 60, and I was thinking, you know, there comes in life always, I think, by every human being that you analyze your life situation, and you and I started to think, you know, how I will spend my next period after 60, and I said that I think it will be too difficult for me. And therefore, I came to this very difficult conclusion, how I said, because for some people perhaps it will be strange, or even they will not understand how you can leave the job. But you know, some people decide in their life so that they make decisions. I know my colleagues, they say, you know, I don't want to do anymore so many concerts. I don't want to travel. I want to be more with my family. And they make decisions and they do this. So I think it was for me very necessary, but I want to stress again that it was very difficult and will be difficult for me to have this feeling that I will be not after 2 years again here in Pittsburgh, because I so much enjoy working here and to be in this city, an orchestra with whom I'm working and who made me so happy here. Some, you know, people now, there are many talks about, and there are people speculating that, you know, the reason was because I was not satisfied and this, I was irritated. But I must tell you honestly, yes, of course I'm for many things unsatisfied, yes. And I am sometimes irritated, it's clear. For example, I don't think that this orchestra is still recognized properly in this city, like Treasure, is not supported, I think, enough, and they could be many things done better. But you know, it is not reason to leave. I am not the person who is afraid of difficulties. I always, when I worked with orchestra, and especially with my Oslo Philharmonic, I went through very many difficulties, many struggles and fights. I'm actually a struggler. And when I put the goals, I am struggling for them. So I am not a person who is passive and would say, now I am leaving, you face the difficulties, and my job is, you know, to end. And it's not at all, it's not my personality. Last 2 years, I will do all the best what I can for Pittsburgh Symphony, and it is my principle to help and always to. But how I said, this is not right if the people say this is because of some difficulties, not at all. And then another, of course, speculation is that I was offered a job in Concertgebouw, and this is why I'm leaving. I have to tell that I got a job in Bavarian Radio Orchestra in Munich, which I signed the contract in August, but this was announced already 1 year ago. And when I decided to leave Pittsburgh, it was no offer from anybody from Concertgebouw. Because if it would be, somebody would come to me and say, we offer you a job, I would say to Pittsburgh, you know, I have this job offer. This was the same, like, you know, the New York Philharmonic was interested in me. I said to Pittsburgh, they're interested, I would like to go and to see how it worked. I would say there was, at that time, was no discussion about this when I made decision. Yes, after this, yes, came the offer for me, it's true, and they are talking to me, they want to be the music director, but came just later. Again, I think I just want to express the right order and the truth, how everything was and how it is.
You've been very kind to invite Andre Previn back as a guest. I hope that we'll be able to have you in Pittsburgh again as a guest in the years to come. You'd be willing to come if invited?
Of course, you know. I would be very happy always to come and to conduct this orchestra and to see my old friends and all these wonderful people in this community, of course. You know, when you work with orchestra for a long time and you meet people and you make friends, you know, it stays forever. It stays in your life, and especially if it's successful and if it's you're happy, then you will never forget about this. It always will be some wonderful memories. I think the same like if, you know, we can compare. If you fall in love to somebody and it was a fantastic romance, you never forget, even you later you have somebody else. But such things which are connected with the feelings are always very deeply sitting in, I think, in every human being's soul. And to come and again to see and to work with this orchestra and people, of course, I will be very happy.
Maris Janssens, music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. This Viennese Pittsburgh Symphony concert began with Mozart's 39th Symphony. There's more Mozart next from music director William Steinberg, who brought pianist Vladimir Ashkenazy for his debut at the Syria Mosque on October 22, 1967. Ashkenazy was just 30 years old. He'd won a number of important prizes, including a shared first prize at the Tchaikovsky competition in 1962. The concerto he played was a favorite of Beethoven. Beethoven played it for a benefit concert given for Mozart's widow in 1795. The Concerto No. 20 in D minor by Mozart, with William Steinberg conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh, Vladimir Ashkenazy piano.
Thank you.
Vladimir Ashkenazy played Mozart's 20th concerto in D minor with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and William Steinberg at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh, October 22, 1967. It was Ashkenazy's debut with the Pittsburgh Symphony. He returned on several occasions, including a performance with Andre Previn, while Andre Previn was music director. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for tuning in this week for another concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. This broadcast is made possible by the Spanos Group of Raymond James. Their business is people and their financial well-being, with decisions focused on the long term. 844-545-2259 or spanosgroup.com. Raymond James and Associates Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is also supported by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.